You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about the stupidest crap you've done showing off.
Yeah. Are you a show-off guy?
I stopped. No, I've never stopped. I mean, what do we mean by showing off?
I had a friend who was, he would always just take things just a little too far. Like, it would be fun. Like, I remember one example, we were staying at the hotel for the state basketball tournament. So all the basketball players are there in high school, and then all the cheerleaders too. Mm-hmm. So we're all at the pool, like hanging out, like high schoolers. And he was kind of pushing people in the pool. And then he grabbed my sister, who was a cheerleader, and like jumped in the pool with her. And she had her contacts in, and then her eyes got all messed up, and now she's this, and then he has to go over and comfort her, and like, I'm really sorry. And it's like, you just took it a little, that you're showing off, and then you just went a little too far.
Okay, well, as long as we're talking about pools, it's ironic that you brought that up, because I'm one of my biggest show-off moments. If you know me and you know the show, you know this. I can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can swim. I can like swim across something. But if you ask me to like tread water or not die in deep water, I can't do it. So,
okay.
If I can swim and get to something to hold on to, I'll survive. But if you drop me in the middle of the ocean, I'm a dead man.
Okay.
Within a pretty short period. But I dive. I love to scuba dive. But you have a BC on, you know, you have things on, you have an air tank. You're more buoyant. You're not going to die.
It's so interesting because you like going in the ocean. Like, I'm not a great swimmer, so I don't swim. But you love going into
the
ocean. I love the ocean.
I love the water. I just need some sort of, I need the little floaties on my arms.
Okay. So, or the door from the Titanic.
Yes. But I would leave Rose in the water. No, so here was my thing. I was at she was my girlfriend in college. We were at her apartment and they had a diving board on their pool and everybody was drunk and diving off the diving board. Then somebody got the idea to go up on the first story flight of stairs and get on the railing and jump off of it into the pool.
Oh no.
And then everybody's like, whoa, how badass. It was a 3-story apartment complex.
Okay.
I went up to the 3rd story. And it is cold outside.
Oh no.
So I am wearing sweatpants, and I remember distinctly I was wearing an Amnesty International sweatshirt. And I jumped essentially off a 3rd-story roof into a pool. I did make it. I did hit the pool. But immediately my giant sweatpants and my sweatshirt are full of water and I can't get out of the water.
Oh no.
I am drowning in front of a throng of cheering, adoring fans. They're just like, woo! And then they think I'm taking the funny act to the next level.
Oh no.
By feigning drowning.
It's your most badass moment ever, followed by...
And I was dying.
No.
Eventually, I was drugged from the water and was like hacking up chunks of like... I basically drained the pool into my lungs. And what did I get out of it?
Yeah.
Street cred for 14 seconds before, instead of anybody remembering that I'm the badass who jumped off the 3rd story, I'm the idiot who jumped in a freezing cold pool in a sweatshirt and almost died. No one remembers the showing off part. They remember me being saved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That's what I've heard about you whenever people tell the story.
All right. So if you've done something stupid while showing off, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
There was a lot of showing off for me when I got my car for the first time definitely didn't know how to drive, but thought I knew how to drive, you know, and then I remember.
Did you ever have people in your car and show
I remember
off?
The first time I had a girl in my car. Oh yeah. I remember driving with a girl in the passenger seat, and I probably shouldn't have even been driving. I was probably on a school permit, and I remember we were at a graduation party, and I was kind of driving up to where like everyone was hanging out, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be funny like you were doing. It's like, I'm gonna drive as close as I can, but I'm gonna stop it, right? Like, to kind of scare them a little. And I forgot which one is the gas and which one's the brake, so I hit the gas when I got way too close to him.
You didn't kill
and
anybody.
Then, no, and I had to slam on the
but
brake.
Scatter
then,
drill.
Exactly. And then it's like, what are you doing? It's not cool or funny. You're like, oh, yeah, Tiak, good one. They're just like, what are you doing, man? You almost killed us. And I'm like, I know. And then the girl's all of a sudden not in the front seat with me anymore.
Because she didn't want anything to do with a mass murderer. Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I have one more. Why did you please tell me you have like seven more so you look worse than me?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
When I was young, I could ride my bike without hands forever. I don't know if you can do that. Can you do that?
No.
No hands on the handlebars?
No, it the wheel turns. How do you do that?
No, you have control of it with your balance. So you could just, I could ride my bike for hours and then I would pretend to have a steering wheel in my hands and then steer the bike.
That's cool. Like, yeah, like I would be impressed by that.
So I was leaving a bunch of people who were at my cousin's house, and I was only like two blocks from my house. So I left, and everybody's cheering as I left. So no hands. I'm doing the steering wheel, and I'm looking back and waving. And I didn't realize there was a parked car. And because I was looking back and showing off, I hit the parked car with my 10-speed bike at full speed and launched over.
Oh no.
The car. I was covered in road rash and regret.
No hands though, huh?
No.
Anyone?
Hands. All right, this has been a pathetic ride through my childhood.
Is this therapeutic at all?
No.
Is this no?
If you've been, here's what I think we're going to get, Tiak. I think we're only going to get women calling to admit. We want your showing off stories, but I think it's all going to be women saying, I don't think women show off. Is what I'm saying. I don't think we're going to get a single call from women. I think it's men peacocking. It's going to be like, I was at a party and this guy came up and wouldn't stop talking about his Beamer or wouldn't stop like men. Men are the ones who show off. Women don't do it.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen. I'm too
busy
showing off. Because
they don't have to.
Right.
We want to sleep with them anyway. And
exactly.
We feel like we got to be no hands. Look at me, I can jump off the third story balcony.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I'm going to drive my car through the
Yes, through
graduation.
A crowd of people. Yes. Oh, look how cool I am.
Yeah, I'm on a learner's permit.
All right. If you've shown off, we want to hear your story, or you can rat somebody else out for showing off. Either way, we want to hear your showing off stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about showing off, a behavior that I believe only men do.
I don't know that I've ever seen a woman show off.
They don't have to.
Right. I'm too busy showing off myself
Correct.
To notice.
Women show up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all they
wow,
have to
that's
do.
A bar.
Eric.
How you doing?
How you doing? Showing off, what'd you do?
So I was in college riding across campus on my mountain bike. And up comes this girl named Debbie, who was like one of the hottest girls at our high school. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's Debbie Wise. I'm like, yo, Debbie, what's up? And she's like, oh my God, Eric. I'm like, yeah, hey. And right when I say that, there's like this little dip in the concrete. So I bunny hop my mountain bike to show off. My chain somehow comes off in the air. And I land, and there's no tension on my pedal.
Yeah, nothing.
So I flip over the handlebars with my backpack on, yard sale all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And she's standing there looking at me, and I'm like, hey, what's up?
Ta-da!
That's the Eric I remember.
Now I remember why I didn't sleep with you in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. You never landed Debbie then, right?
Never landed her after that. She had the look on her face like, yeah, dude, I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah, I would.
He didn't even land the bunny hop.
Thank you, Eric. Vanessa.
Yes.
Showing off, what happened?
So I was a sophomore. It was my friend's first time getting her vehicle, and she had just got her license, so we were going to the drama team, you know, and there was a group of the seniors, so we wanted to, you know, show off, fresh, you know, getting our license, and so my friend and I drive up front in front of this whole group of seniors. She opens up the driver door to, you know, kind of like, hey, look at my car. Didn't put the car in park. So started rolling, and she falls right out of the car, kind of, you know, hits with the door and, you know, road rash all over her leg and right in front of a big group of the seniors. So that was kind of our...
fell out of the car and it kept going.
And it kept going, yeah. So she was like, she must have, like... just took her foot off the brake and it was like rolling.
Yeah.
But she tried to stop it. And yep. I think instead of hitting the brake, she hit the gas. So we kind of like just went, and I thank God didn't fall out because I was in the passenger, but she definitely rolled out.
Because you're trying to throw your door open and check out my ride. Dude, that sounds like something a guy would do.
It does. Yeah, so then, but then you're the friend in the passenger seat. You got to get out and drive much? Like, I'm still cool, seniors.
You do. You got to throw your friend under the bus.
I know. We'll talk about it later.
Kelly?
Yeah, I.
Showing off. What'd you do?
So I borrowed my husband's Viper years ago.
Ooh.
And took it to work and wanted to one of my colleagues wanted a ride, so I took her out at lunch. And I knew better than to turn and gas it at the same time because those cars are very, very twitchy.
Yeah.
I did. But I was showing off, and I said, yeah, this will be fun. And I went in an intersection, turned it to the left, gassed it, broke it loose, did a jackknife turn right in the middle of the intersection, and bashed the right or the rear tire right on the curb.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was that the last time you were allowed to drive the Viper?
Pretty close.
Yeah, and then your coworker gets like, drive much? I'm not with her.
If you do the drive much one more.
You got to play it off. Like, I'm not with them.
Did you have
coworkers.
The like blue and white Viper? Is that the one you're talking about? Was it a Viper with like the racing stripes on it and everything?
It was an ACR Dodge Viper.
I have friends who had them. I just want you to know, it is the car most inducive of showing off things, and I've had several of my friends have them towed out of intersections. So you're not.
I'm such a bad driver. I don't even like looking at them.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's an idiot inducing car. So it's not just you, Laura.
Yay!
Showing off. I can't believe how many women have called. What's showing off?
Really
what'd you
wrong. Do? So when I was a kid, I took a school bus. And it was like a 45-minute ride or so. And rather than talking to, kids, I would sit there talking to the bus driver the whole time.
Oh, God.
And just fabricating random tall tales. I was a very creative child, apparently. Mm-hmm. And one day I was telling him all about the nice hill that my house was on, and there was this river and everything else. And he kind of stops and looks at me. He's like, Laura, you know I drop you off at your house, right?
Oh. Yeah, are you talking about the shack that I drop you off on? Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I am so easily influenced. I saw one text message that
Bring
said
Bring the
should...
song back.
No, here's the song. It's back.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only Aaron. Real hope.
Yeah.
To decide this is news or no.
This only works if you sing along.
I wanted to make sure the listener got to hear it.
Fine, whatever.
Good evening. I told you guys about this story a few months ago.
Oh, so it's old news? Nope.
It's new news.
Okay, what is it?
The sugar hype that, or like the hyper awareness thing with sugar in kids, it's false. It's a myth. Sugar does not make kids hyper.
What?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Who said?
Scientists.
Kid scientists.
What?
British medical people.
That's a load of crap. That is two kids, one of them standing on the shoulders of another kid, wearing a lab coat going, after much research, we've decided.
No, they said they even said it's psychological for the parents. When parents were told that their kids had sugary drinks, they rated that their kids were more hyper, even though the drinks were really sugar-free.
No, I disagree.
Interesting. So it's kind of like when you're at that party in high school and they're like, there's alcohol in this. And then
it's not.
Everyone's acting drunk. And yeah,
exactly.
That's a real thing. Like the placebo effect worked. Somebody told you that the punch was spiked and you acted drunk.
I didn't because I was too scared to drink it, which is even worse or even lamer. I don't know. But
I'm there drunk were off this water.
Yeah, there were definitely people there who were acting.
Just schnockered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't you found... Like around Halloween time, or like if your kid sneaks a cookie or a sleeve of Oreos, they're a basket case.
it does feel like you can, you can feel when the sugar rush kicks in, I feel like, but not according to these.
You don't get to just sit there and keep saying,
nope.
Because you can almost see it coming.
I see you, nope. Okay.
Good evening. Bad news for Mr. P. Diddy. Not only not only are they not referring to him as P. Diddy anymore, they're calling him Sean Combs, his government name, which you really know it's serious. But he got the key to the city of Miami Beach, and they are rescinding it.
That's not the first one.
No, he's like losing all of his keys to the city.
How many does he have?
Everybody gave him a key. Anybody
really?
If you were a mayor and you went to a white party, you gave him a key.
Oh, you mean a free? Oh no, he did have white parties.
He did the white parties, mm-hmm. and then he did the
yeah.
Free cops.
So, but my question is: since have you gotten a key to a city, and how do we get keys to cities? Parker, I'm looking at you. I want one. I want a key to the city.
Parker's a little too hoity-toity for you to get one, but I think Commerce City should be handing me one.
I agree.
I should have the garage door opener.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Commerce City probably doesn't have a key. Maybe just the alarm code. I don't know. Just give me Yeah. Parker probably has like an app.
It's like a screwdriver, and you gotta hold this while you do it. Like,
I want a key to Georgetown.
Don't we know the dog?
Yeah, Mayor Parker.
Ooh,
a little cutie. Love him.
Oh my God, you guys, I know the mayor of Commerce City.
We get a key.
Douglas is the mayor. He worked at King Supers. I know the guy. I've given him a ride home before.
Steve Douglas, like Douglas County?
No.
Guys, that guy's connected.
We're in Adams County. Mm. Steve Douglas. If you're listening, or any of your constituents, I want you to know, if you give me the key to Commerce City, I'll probably go to King Supers and make two copies for Aaron and Tiak.
Yeah, yeah.
I want us all to have a key to Commerce City.
Isn't it a cool idea? I think it's like one of those things that you don't get to experience. Only certain people do it. I want to make it happen.
Yeah, or like the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do they
once
get those
you have
big
the key,
scissors?
I think you get to do that. Like, once you have the key, then people call you and go, hey, are you one of the guys with the key to the city? Because we're going to cut a ribbon.
And it's
fine. Yeah.
And you get to show up.
I would love to do all that.
Yeah.
What if we signed a thing that says no Diddy info is going to come out about us? Like, I think maybe they're afraid to give us a key because we seem like we have a nefarious background.
Mm, no.
But we don't.
Yeah. Much like me refusing to drink the non-alcoholic fake alcohol.
I don't think any of us seem like we have nefarious backgrounds.
I've never even been invited, Diddy.
Okay. One of us in this room is nefarious to it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm T-Hack. Back to you. Slacker News.
Okay.
Thank you, T-Hack.
God.
This Justin, Dua Lipa.
Oh, news! 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 God, she's so hot.
She does something weird, and it almost is a turnoff.
There is. I'm going to tell you right now.
She doesn't mix it.
I doubt very seriously that you could say anything other than drinking the blood of the young while laying in a bath of ranch dressing, even then I'd still sleep with her. I think Dua Lipa is just... By the way, never mind. She sounds like an old... Never mind. Somebody pointed out that her name sounds like what an old New York grandma would say to her granddaughter when she wants her to do like gymnastic tricks.
Oh.
Charlotte, Dua Lipa. Do it. Sorry.
That TikTok trend happened like years ago, but welcome to 2024. She has an...
I've moved on. What does she do?
She has an interesting Diet Coke recipe.
Okay, no.
Most of us just open up the Diet Coke, maybe pour it over ice and enjoy
Diet
it.
Diet Cokes, but yeah, okay.
You do. It's the best one. But she also adds pickle juice.
Huh?
To her Diet Coke.
Huh?
And also like jalapeno juice.
What? She does?
And she also enjoys vanilla ice cream with olive oil and sea salt. So.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, if you've never had, what is the name of the great ice cream company in town?
Little Man's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Their salted Oreo ice cream is one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's
so salty, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but olive oil, that's different than a pinch of salt. Ugh. I don't know. Would you try it?
Still love her, but interesting choices.
I would try it if she were eating it.
I see. Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
One Diet Coke, pickle juice, two straws kind of thing.
Yes. Thank you for that story, Aaron. Diak?
Good evening. Trying to mimic Aaron's success with just saying the name of somebody you love to get news. Dolly Parton.
News!
It's news.
Okay. She's donated $1 million to hurricane relief.
A million?
$1 million.
Of her own money.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do a GoFundMe. She didn't.
She also did like a private performance fundraiser thing.
Yeah,
she
her
did?
Own. Yeah. It says here her own bank account, $1 million to the Mountain Ways Foundation for hurricane relief. So good on Dolly Parton. That's great news.
This feels very anticlimactic. Does anybody have anything else to say?
Back to you. I'm T-Hack, Slacker News.
Dua Lipa.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know that this has become a common theme on this show.
People are tired of hearing about it. It's tired fine. Of it,
but it's, I just, T-Hack.
Yeah.
I just found out it's time for yet another intervention.
You're gonna take his side when he was the one that was like, my wife is going to spend a spa day at, what did he call it? He was very confused by like.
I'm not helping you. I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember.
He didn't know.
No, this is about Aaron.
He didn't know that Black Hawk wasn't the name of a casino.
Oh, that's
he
what
he thought
it was.
Black Hawk. He was like, she's going to the Black Hawk. And it was like, she's going to the what?
Yeah.
This feels like
that's
a
all I'd ever heard
it
described as. Like you go heading up to Black Hawk tonight, and it's like I just thought
you
that
thought
was...
there was one hotel up in the mountains called Black Hawk.
Yeah, one casino.
Right.
Called Black
it's
Hawk
a whole
casino.
String of mm-hmm. them. But, so you're right. You're not my greatest ally.
But this isn't about me.
It's not. I recently found out Aaron has a dark side. Aaron,
I haven't hidden it.
I didn't know this either, though. I think it's kind of hidden.
You haven't hidden it? No. What are you talking about? You don't. You are the most frugal human I've ever known.
No.
Well.
Lies.
Well, I mean, you're...
I just bought something now.
Because of the...
I didn't.
Wait, okay.
But I have stuff in the cart.
Tiek, I bought the new AirPods today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
They were on the Amazon thing. Just wanted you to know. The AirPods 2 that also double as a hearing aid or whatever?
Oh, no, I didn't know about those.
See, that's what I said. I didn't know that they...
No.
It was part of the big announcement with the new phones and everything. No. Like, you put them in, like, do, like... I think they do a comprehensive hearing test. I can tell you how bad your ears are. And then you can just leave them in and just kind of wander around and use them actually as a hearing aid.
Oh, really? I actually need those. But I'm... You should know this. I'm using one of your old AirPod cases for mine. Like, I'm just clinging on to mine until they go. I'm not into buying new ones.
Well, it's one of those Amazon times where they're pushing. No, you can have probably have my son's old ones because he'll get my old AirPods Pro.
Okay.
Although my kids don't like, Aaron, do not have that gleam in your eye that makes you think you're getting out of this intervention.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But like, it's so weird. My kids only like the original AirPods because they're like plastic and they like kind of just sit on the lip of your ear.
That's
so
what
you don't
I
go
yeah.
in.
That's what
and
I
the
have.
The AirPods Pro go in your ear.
I like those more.
I love those. Yeah. I hate the other ones. They feel like you're shoving a rock in your ear. And
yeah.
You're just, and the other thing is these, like the AirPods Pro, like then you play a sound and it tests the microphone while it's playing the sound and it's like, nope, you need the bigger pad on it.
Mm.
So it makes them perfectly airtight in your ear. So that when you hit noise cancel, it's almost like wearing an over the ear cuff.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Wow. Well, as long as I don't need to be next in the chain to get them, as long as I'm in the chain
of
your family. So
you know that
I'll test these out in like 6 years when you get new ones.
I saw another Blackstone and I'm like, I'm not going to hand yet another Blackstone down to Tiek.
I'm in line for that one.
You want it? Okay. Any of my old gear goes to Tiek and then I don't know Okay. Anyway. Just found out. Aaron's like, went to Black Hawk. I'm like, oh, really? She's like, again?
yeah, again.
You're giving morning show Jamie a run for her money.
No, I've gone. I've gone three times in the past week, but one of them was just a hike. We went to the town and we did there's like a treasure trail. So we didn't actually gamble.
That is the saddest thing I've ever. Wait, have you ever? You know,
my mom likes going, and I don't want her to go alone, and so we go together, and it just happens to be
the way that you're using your mom to justify your addictions is pathetic.
I will say, I am the worst though. I love slot machines, and I know that that's where you have like the most unlucky chances or whatever. And I didn't look at what I was playing. And so I was on, like, normally you do the pennies or whatever. I was on 2 cents, and it was just money gone within a minute.
You're not a gambler. You've said
I'm not.
Outwardly that your money is scared.
Yeah.
So you're just throwing your money.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
What?
It's not your money, is it?
It's not.
Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
I don't want her to be alone.
But if you were to win, would you keep the money?
No. I would share it with her.
Share it with her? It's her money.
I push the button. No, the thing, what we figured out is I have all of the bad luck. So what I do is I'll sit on one
You're
of the machines.
Hedge.
Yes. And I get it warmed up for her. And then we switch. And then she wins.
Huh. Okay.
Does any of this...
The pit boss isn't on to you two yet or anything?
I mean, does this feel adjacent to some sort of weird alcoholic flex where it's like, well, I drink the first half of the glass of wine just to protect my mom. It's like, you're...
No, that's not
so
even...
So she doesn't drink a whole glass. Like, that's... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I
you're,
do.
You're pretending your addiction isn't real because it's under the guise of your
I
mom.
I don't have an addiction.
3 times in a week, bro?
One of them was just a hike. We didn't go into the city.
But you just wanted to be nearby.
Right.
Just in case.
I just want to smell the slot machines. I don't do cocaine. I just like the smell.
That's not. I just.
Oh, it's a good batch.
Did you go the other 2 times? Did you go into the casino?
Yeah, we only go to one casino though.
Like,
and we just
one of the big dogs, Ameristar or no. Monarch,
no.
Or
Blackhawk casino.
Please stop being a dumbass. Okay. Or what used to be the Isle is now the MGM, I think.
Oh yeah, no,
oh,
not those. No,
oh
we go
my god! If you're,
we go to Red Dolly. It's so cute. I love that place.
It is Blackhawk's oldest and friendliest casino.
It is so friendly.
Is it like a house?
Yeah.
It looks like a bookstore.
Aaron, you yeah. just say it.
I don't have a problem.
You, because it's not your money, and you haven't started selling plasma yet. She's going down this dark.
No, I'm not.
3 times. You can take
one
the hike.
One of them was just
I
a
don't
hike.
Care if it was a hike.
Twice in a week is still, that's up there.
Yeah.
We've already decided we're not going to go next week. So.
Wink, wink.
Because we're going to Vegas.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right. We need to talk about animal encounters.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime this topic comes up, especially since Aaron's out of the room at the moment, is there a way that you and I can get through this without you making this about your hatred of deer? And I will try to make this not about my hatred of geese. I mean, is there a way?
Okay. We call a truce just before we even start, kind of? Like...
I mean, we can try. Okay. I still have plenty more goose stories, but I'm going to. We just want your like weird interactions. Because the other story that got me inspired to want to talk about this today is another animal that I loathe.
And what is it?
The
another
trash
one?
Panda. Raccoons.
Raccoons. Why do you hate them? They're
so cute.
Oh.
I agree. They look like a little bandit.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Do you know what a vile creature those things are?
It has to be. Is it technically a rodent?
I think
what
potentially they're super, like more often than not, they have rabies. They are super smart. So this woman.
More often than not, I don't know.
I would say almost, oh, okay, let me say this. This woman in Washington has been for the last 35 years stupidly feeding the raccoons around her house.
Oh, no. Oh,
35 years. She's been leaving food out for raccoons. Okay. Let me tell you a little something about raccoons. You don't have to leave food out for them. They'll figure it out. Raccoons broke into the house that I lived in Thornton, came in through a doggy door.
What?
And then just like I was at the time I was more fit. So I had tons of like protein bars.
Oh no.
In my garage. And they just stored. They opened the boxes, opened the little things. They ate a ton. They got their pump on.
Yeah, you don't want ripped raccoons.
No, they ripped open dog food bags, ate a bunch of my dog's dog food, ate a ton of decon, which you would think would kill them, but no, they were ripped. Then they started ripping the drywall off the walls.
Oh, what?
And peed and pooped on places like it was vindictive. Like climbed up on car. It was like they didn't want to pee or poop on anything they'd step on, so they'd get on top of a car.
Oh no, really?
And do it on that.
Wow, they're like, that's like roid rage. They're
100%. So this woman in Washington State has been feeding them for 35 years. Now word got out in the raccoon trash panda community.
Sure.
Over 100 raccoons surrounded her home now.
Oh no.
And they're not like waiting for her to set food out. They're demanding food.
Say, yeah, they have to get aggressive. They're not like, thank you for the generosity. It's like
they have like unionized. They've got picket signs. They're like, bro, do you understand
horrifying.
How smart they are? You don't. Like
100.
They came in through a doggy door at my house, got ripped.
It's just like, I guess sometimes maybe an HOA is good. So you could be like, hey, don't feed the raccoons or else we're going to have hundreds of them in the neighborhood. But
if you don't get rid of them, if they like your, wherever they have kids, then their kids come back and have kids there. And those kids like, so they lived inside a boat at my parents' house.
Oh no.
And then just took over. Like we had to get rid of the boat. Okay. Cause they were like, it's our boat. I don't, what do you? You want to go fishing? What? No, this is where we live. Now listen, we don't want all raccoon stories. We want a little bit of everything. But if you've had, and you guys can call with deer stories or goose stories or whatever. We just want to hear if you've had a strange run-in with an animal. We call them animal encounters. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I have a lot of deer stories, but I also...
We call the truce.
I also have a bear story.
You do?
Kinda, yeah.
Personally?
Personally.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Kinda?
It's, yes. Yes.
If somebody called in right now and they said, hey, I have a bear story, kinda, at that point, are you putting them on hold and kicking them up, or are you going to be like...
I wouldn't ask them if you're
adjacent to a bear... Okay, go ahead. Tell your bear story.
So we were in... Tennessee, for our marching band went there in high school.
Okay.
So we're staying like in the woods in a hotel in Tennessee. And then there were bears that would come behind the hotel.
Okay.
And we'd see them every night and we'd go out on the deck and see the bears. And they were like little baby bears, but they were there. And then our principal was on the trip with us.
Okay.
And he was a big guy. He actually, I think he played for like the Chicago Bears for a little bit, like way back
in
the day. Yeah. Well, it is ironic. So we, all the boys, we cornered the principal and it was like, look, we're seniors. It's time to let all the bygones be bygones. Let's team up together, the kids and the principal. Let's get you a bear costume. And then we'll go out there behind when everyone's all watching the bear. Oh, the bears are back. The bears are back. And then we'll send one of us out like, oh, he's going to go touch the bear. But it's going to be you in the bear costume and you get to just
maul him.
We'll just maul in front of everyone. He wouldn't agree to do it.
So your bear story is not a bear story?
It was. The bear was right there. It was a great idea. So anyone who's looking, like, you could steal that idea because it didn't come to fruition.
Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to a person who has a story like that.
Okay. I have deer stories if you want those.
Do you have any mouse stories?
I have tons, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a mouse encounter.
We had a mice in our house one night, and my wife was very... pregnant at the time, and I was out DJing, and she texted me, and she's like, there's mice in the house, and I'm just stuck. I'm out. I'm working. I can't just leave. And so I come home, and it's way later. Like, she's never up when I'm back home DJing.
Yeah,
it's like 3 in the morning, but she's there. She's got, like, the Rambo headband on. Like, she's been up forever chasing these.
There's your first blood.
Yeah, chasing these mice.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. She was catching them in solo cups. Cause that's all she had, like, to catch them. So she had red solo cups. She would like get it cornered in the pantry,
and then what?
Just pop the cup down on top of it, and then like slide cardboard underneath it, take it outside, and just throw it out.
She let them go.
Yeah, I always let them go too. Whenever I catch them, it feels weird. What are you supposed to do? Crush them? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to say what you got to do, but you got to do something. There's a monkey in India that's been ravaging tourists. See, that's better because you know what it is?
Mm.
It's a real monkey and it's actually doing something.
Okay.
Not a principal in a bear costume that never came to fruition.
I know.
There was a mouse that made a whole airplane make an emergency landing.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
It was a
mouse ran out of his meal. And they were afraid because then it disappeared and they're afraid it's going to get into the wiring of the plane, and then the whole plane's going to crash.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, they'll chew up everything. And I found a bunch of mice in my car. Remember that? They were hiding food in my, like, I took my car in to get fixed. They're like, this is full of dog food, because they were taking
the food.
They were storing it. Yeah. So who knows? Oh, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Who knows how many times I drove the car with a mouse in it?
So far, we have lame mice stories. If you have a deer story.
Rambo. Rambo wife. Rambo.
Okay. If you have any kind of animal encounter story, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So were you able to pull this off? No deer talk.
No deer talk.
There's not a single person calling to back you up on your hatred of deers.
No. Because I didn't get to express it fully. Which is fine. We called a truce. You didn't get mad at geese.
Geese suck so bad.
Hey, the truce.
We would just want to hear your animal encounter stories. But if you want to talk about geese or deer, we have a separate support group that meets every other Thursday in the YMCA in Parker. Do you have a YMCA there?
Yeah.
Oh, let's meet there. Susanna?
Yes. Yeah, you guys.
Yeah. Animal encounters. What happened to you?
Well, it was my family. We were traveling. My dad was in the service. And we were stationed in California. So we parked our camper somewhere close to the base so we can get on. My dad put up a screen room, put the coolers out there for the food. We went to bed, woke up the next morning. A family of skunks decided they wanted to make the tent their home. We were trapped in the trailer for like a couple hours because they wouldn't leave. So my dad finally opens the trailer door and tries to get rid of them by using Raid, and that ended up working.
It did work or it didn't work?
It did work.
Huh.
I would think, can't you just kind of shoo them? Like, they're not mad at you, right? They don't, like, everybody just thinks, like, a bee always wants to sting and a skunk always wants to spray, but they don't want to. I don't think they,
they feel threatened.
They were right by the tent because that screen room was right by the door. I mean, my dad got it so close.
I'm just saying, I don't know. If you start off, if you approach me with bear spray, I'm probably going to be, if you ask me nicely to leave, I'm going to leave a little, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You're jumping a few steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a few things. He tried his shoes, slammed the door, make noise. Nothing was working. Pots, pans, nothing, because they were enjoying the food. So we used Raid.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. Yeah, skunk encounters. I think we should do a whole show just about skunks.
About skunk, yeah.
Because everybody's got a skunk or a squirrel, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherry?
Yay.
Yay. Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Okay, so it was back in 2017. We were living in California in this old house built in the 40s. We had a cat and two dogs and a doggy door. And so we also had a roommate staying with us for a while, and the bathroom in the hallway just, like, smelled so bad, and I thought the roommate had done something, so I was just...
Like what? Tilda Hooker?
Then, no, like, you know, went to the bathroom.
Oh.
But anyway, so listen, so I can't figure it out, and then I'm like, is that a dead animal? So I start caring, because the cat would bring some mice or rats in sometimes, and so I start... tearing the bathroom apart, emptying out all the drawers, looking for it. I can't find it anywhere. And it was an old house with old pipes, and the smell was right at the sink. So I thought, well, maybe it's just the pee trap. Maybe it's just, you know, so I dismantle the pee trap, and then I send my wife to Home Depot to go get, like, some cleaning stuff and a wire brush. I was just going to clean the crap out of that pee trap. Then all of a sudden, I see... she had a little container with all her makeup brushes, and there's the mouse who had dove into the makeup brushes, so all the brushes are, like, sticking out, right? And then you see his little butt in the middle with his little tail, and he must have been there for 2 or 3 days.
But he was alive?
No, but he used those brushes every day.
Yeah.
Oh,
so she was using mouse carcass makeup.
So...
That's not ideal.
I have a photo, and it's awesome, and she hates it.
The mouse looked beautiful.
Her face had to have, like... she didn't realize there was dead mouse on her face?
No, his little butt looked just like a brush.
Okay.
Like, yep, and nope, then I got it. No, that's little feet. No,
yep. Thank you, Sherry.
The best news is you get to call, you're like, hey, forget that cleaning stuff. I'm not cleaning the pipes. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't need that now. Debbie? Oh, God.
Yay!
Yay!
Animal encounters. What happened to you?
I was taking photographs of doing senior portraits out at Roxborough Park a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And my 17-year-old subject was, we were walking down this dirt path in the park on a trail, and I asked her to turn around so I could shoot some footage of her as she's walking. And she screams at the top of her lungs and says, "Oh my God, there's a mountain lion following us."
What?
And sure enough, it was. It followed us for about 15 minutes. And eventually we just turned around and started walking backwards, grabbed a big stick, and it finally gave up on us. But it followed us for about 15 minutes. And needless to say, we both had to change our undergarments.
If it's following you for 15 minutes, it's just working up an appetite.
Exactly, like, right?
Or it just wanted senior pics.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Tiak. Let me see what you're doing there. What kind of f-stop setting do you have? Shauna?
Yeah.
Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Yeah, well, I was at the Broncos game, and a raccoon ran straight down the row behind us over everybody's feet.
Shut up. In the stadium?
No. In the stadium, yeah.
Really?
So there must be, they're never alone. Their whole family had to live in there.
I don't know, but I'm sure he got razzed for trying to get popcorn because that was a bad call.
Who do you think he was rooting for? Jenna?
Yai.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
I'm an animal control officer, and about 8 years ago, I went into a bird hoarder house that had about 35 large parrots.
Oh.
And being very new in my career, I put my finger in one of the cages, and one of the parrots bit me on the finger, and I sort of went, ow, and shook my hand, and without missing a beat, the parrot went, "Oh, baby, you okay?"
Yeah, well, no deer's ever going to say that.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
Family meeting.
Okay.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Okay. When was the last time we did a family meeting? Like, we've only, to my recollection, we've only done a couple of family meetings, and neither have been good. Like, we did a family meeting when I finally announced. You guys knew.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
when I
right,
announced
yeah.
I was getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Because the process was long and painful, and it was horrifying, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've done one since we've moved back into the studio.
Yeah, the other one I remember is when Steve left.
Correct. Those are the two family meetings we've had in the past couple of years. Well, like, we have to have, like, just one of those.
Yeah, both of those were very emotional. What are you going to about to do?
This one's similar. It's... And I don't want to get too far into it, but I also want to respond to people who have noticed a change in me. Mm-hmm. You guys know what this family meeting is already.
Okay.
But it's for everybody else. I don't know how much I want to say, and maybe Aaron, you can help guide me on this because you've been through this recently. I am not myself lately on this show. Mm-hmm. I'm very angry. I'm not really angry. We have a ton of fun in here. And I'm more often than not, I'm just playing the devil's advocate and kind of taking an absurd role on certain
And we,
things.
All three of us, already have like dark humor. And so it kind of gets just like...
Yeah, we can swirl down into the depths of Hades real fast.
Real quick.
So I have been lying to everyone for a while, all the listeners, because it wasn't my place. I've alluded to it. But the news that I'm going to sort of share right now is now more public knowledge. I guess I'll say who. My father is extremely ill.
Mm-hmm.
And having not been through this, I mean, Aaron, you are my canary in a coal mine.
I've never heard that phrase, but okay.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, wow. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, they send a canary down, right?
Coal miners to the coal have a canary in a cage. That they would take down with them.
Why?
Because they have really small lungs and whatever. And like, if the canary died, they're like, yeah, there's something toxic down here. We need to go.
What?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard this before.
Testing equipment. So they bring so you're the one who's like, you've done this path, you know.
Gotcha.
It. So since you're not dead, I like, you're a cute
follow
bird.
My lead.
Yeah. Yes, follow Aaron in. So my father is super, super unwell and didn't want anyone to know. Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell anyone. So instead, I'm running to Longmont and coming back here and then doing a show. And like, I'm just kind of a cranky bastard anyway. And so it's been really tough. And at the same time, as long as we're having a whole family meeting, Steve has left the show in the middle of... I'm not relating the two, but it happened while I was going through this, while Aaron's sister was going through...
It was a lot at one time.
It was a lot. Yeah. And in the meantime, we're trying to find another person to sit in on this show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm doing a very good job contributing to that process because two things. All I can think about is that person's not Steve. We look, we get it, texters. You love Steve. We love Steve.
Right. Yeah.
Like there's no... And like, and I'm also like, so somebody comes in and auditions and we've done some auditions and we haven't let you hear them because I don't know what the legalities are, but like, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job of helping find the next person because I'm also trying to spend as much time with my dad as I humanly can.
And still get ready for the show and then to come in and be funny.
Yeah. Try to be. I mean, I will say the reason this is happening is one, it leaked out to my... father's family, so everyone knows at this point. I'm not on the air saying something that they don't know. I would feel so terrible if people were hearing this for the first time.
Right.
And he didn't want it out. He actually agreed that the information could be out. And I don't want to capitalize on this in any way. I'm just saying, if you notice a change in me, I'm asking for grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's similar to Aaron's situation. Because she wasn't ready to talk about it or didn't want to talk about it right away. And same with you. And it's like, we get some nasty texts here and there or whatever. And it's just like, I said it, I feel like I said it back then, but you just never know what somebody's going through. And there's,
you totally did. I remember that.
And there's just a reason, like,
yeah, when you're a little keyboard warrior and you're writing a snarky text going, you guys suck or whatever, take a moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment. And, I'm not telling you everything that's going on and Aaron's crying already. And it's one of those, like, just stop for a minute and go, would you want somebody up your butt telling you you suck at your job when you were going through stuff? Even if you weren't going through stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, I just barely
holding it together.
100%.
And you get to the one place that you know you're going to laugh. You know you're going to have fun.
Yep.
And you just see one really bad text. Yeah.
Yeah. And it shouldn't hit you that hard because they don't know you and they don't know what's going on.
Well, and that's part of I would think that's part of the difficulty of like, you can't even respond and say, actually, my father is really not well and it's weighing on me. And
yeah.
I've not been right for a long time.
Correct.
So
I guess that's what this family meeting is about. As an overarching thing, we've gone through personally and so as much. A show more than you can possibly fathom. And I don't want this to be about that because I do still find Aaron came into work the day after. And it's like, I do still find this to be a place where it is fun, and I'm not going to come in and give updates. I'm not going to do, like, I just wanted it to be out there one time, and you guys can hear it and choose to act accordingly, or don't. Choose to continue to be a jerk and text or whatever, but I want the people who I know love us to know if it feels like we're off some days, it's because we are also human.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dealing with a lot. Both of you.
And really all of us, because we're also dealing with the loss of Steve. Steve is not dead. But it feels like this has been... God. This year has sucked.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. It feels like we're on kind of a little raft boat or something, and we're just paddling, and we're trying, and just storms just keep coming, and we're just but
I guess the point that I want to make is a couplefold. This family meeting is about this. Steve is gone. You can write your angry text and say, bring Steve back. Steve doesn't want to come back. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't want to come back. So it's like, hey, bring back Mojo. Mojo, my dog, is passed. I want him back too. But he's.
I even got that when we posted the picture when I cut my hair and people were like, bring the hair back. And it's like,
do you know how this works?
That's not how it works.
There's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. So we are still trying to replace Steve. Not replace Steve.
Fill
the position. Because you know what? We know there's no replacing Steve.
For sure.
Right.
And when I get my head in a better spot, we'll be probably closer to doing that. In the meantime, just what? How do I wrap? Just love each other and be flipping nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please. You can text us nice things.
Direct your hate at me. Like, yes. Give me.
TAC wants all the angry texts to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You strike me as a person who would have adopted this before I did, TAC. Like the, I'm really starting to get into the, I don't know what you call it. Is it woo-woo zen? I don't know what I'm getting into.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
Okay, so here's, so first things first, I put an article out for us all to read that is, don't touch your phone when you wake up.
Yeah.
Just don't.
That's one of the worst things you can do.
You set the tone for your whole day if the first thing you do is grab your phone. When I grab my phone, I go to Wordscapes and I play like 10 levels. It's the worst.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. It's a brain.
Yeah, you're getting started on the right.
You don't need bright lights and stuff when you wake up. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, my phone is turned on its side on a charger, so it does that, looks like a clock radio.
Oh, you yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
Oh my God, it's my favorite thing in the world. It's like launching back into when I was a kid. I just need a waterbed and I will just... But like it goes off and there's a giant stop button and I just hit stop and then I don't touch my phone again.
Wow.
Until I have made my bed, drank 10 ounces of salt water, Celtic salt water.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
Till I've brushed my teeth, till I have walked outside on the earth.
Okay. Like, yeah. I am
all in on this stuff. And you said today's the first day you've ever not grabbed your phone and you're like, meh.
Yeah, I did it today. I on purpose. I was like, I'm not going to look at my phone because I grab it. It's in sleep mode. I don't look at it. Like, I get my son. He wakes me up. I get him kind of situated and stuff. So I look at it for the first time normally maybe like 15 minutes after I've been awake. But I don't think that's enough, right? That's not enough of a time.
I mean, that's better than what I do for sure.
How soon do you grab your phone?
When I'm still asleep.
But then you've already started, because if you open your phone, you're going to get an email from our boss. You're going
to
see it.
I have to clear my notifications.
No, you don't.
That's my thing.
No, you don't.
I do.
Why?
I don't know. I hate having any notifications on my phone. I can't have any of the red dots. Don't show me your emails. I don't want to know.
Calls, 772.
No. What?
Emails, 327.
I hate it. I can't have that.
And then if I went into my work email that I check once a year, if I have to, it's probably 4,000 or 5,000.
That's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
I don't think I've made 700 calls in my life. Like, let
these
alone
are 700
to miss
people
them.
Who've called me. If you've called me and left me a voicemail and you think I'm a jerk, know that you're the jerk because you don't know me. I don't listen to voicemail ever.
Okay.
Like, you could be calling me with my biopsy results. If you didn't text me, bless you.
Thank you.
I will never see it. This is a smarter way to live.
It is. And that's what I was trying to do it today. I was like, I'm not going to look. So today I did the normal 15 minutes and I'm like, you know what? Let's go on the walk with the pups that we normally do in the morning. And I'm not going to look at my phone at all, but I have to bring my phone because I don't know. It's in my mind. It feels like I should have my phone. I'm out.
Sure. Put it in your pocket in case something goes bad.
Okay. So I'm not, that's not crazy. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you got to take it out of sleep mode.
No, you don't. Don't take it out of sleep mode.
No, if I get hit by a car.
No.
To call somebody.
No, you
know.
Can still, just trust okay. me.
Can you, so you can still make a phone call from sleep
mode. You can go out. Okay. They just can't. The ambulance
is sleep
can't call
mode the
back.
Same as do not disturb? I don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Sleep mode is
I
automatic.
I also never
do not
turn that on.
I love sleep mode better because it blacks the screen out at night.
Oh.
So if you hit it, it doesn't show you the notifications. Like, do not disturb.
Oh.
If you hit it, you'll see. And like you're saying, you get sucked into it.
You get
but
sucked in.
It blacks it out. So you can't see them until you take it out of sleep mode.
Here's what I'd like to hear, because I'm so woo-woo right now, and I really want you to join me, TAC.
Okay.
Aaron can just, you know, continue to swirl down the toilet of life.
That's what I do best.
But, like, I want to know other things. I've started to try to breathe.
Nice.
No, but like, good job.
Okay. Have you ever tried just doing breath work?
Absolutely.
And?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my God!
I'm bad at it. I'm bad at yoga. I'm bad at all the stuff that you're supposed to do. I'm bad at...
What do you do when you wake up, Aaron?
I check my phone, and then I get up and I get coffee.
What do you do with the gentleman who's in bed next to you?
He's gone before. He's kicked out.
What time do they have to leave?
I actually don't ever.
You don't let anybody come.
No, because I live with my nephews and my brother-in-law. Yeah. Mm. That'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be.
So if you go to somebody else's house, do you bounce?
Depends.
Huh. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how my new routine would work if there were someone else at my house. Like, because it's weird. Because what I have these things
if
that I
want
to do.
If there were someone there, I would want like early morning cuddles first. I wouldn't look at my phone. I would want to snuggle for a little bit. Hmm. But that's not there. So iPhone it is. TikTok, here I come.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about how we're trying to better our lives. We're trying to be more
mindful. Is that what we were talking about?
Kind of.
I think we were talking about who Aaron sleeps with.
Yeah. We should stop talking.
No, here's the thing. We were trying to say, like, don't grab your phone when you first wake up. Mm-hmm. Just don't.
Yes.
Try to do some breath work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that you drink water first.
That's big. Yeah,
that is really trying to do, but with sea salt in it.
Yeah.
And I just heard that I've done Himalayan sea salt most of my life, and apparently it's real bad.
What? Yeah, it's a fad. I don't know. I don't know the difference in the salts, but I have heard that a little bit of salt in your water, and you, like, no matter what, is better.
A
but
pinch
not
of
a lot,
salt in
not
the morning.
A lot.
You
yeah.
do a pinch of salt in about 10 ounces of water, and you just slam it.
Can you taste it at all?
Yeah,
a
little.
The saltiness?
Yes. Ugh. But you slam it, dude.
Yeah, I do.
And it's just like at the end, you're like, it's like, I just swam in the ocean a tiny little bit. But then it like makes you, the weird side effect, and I don't know if this is why you're doing it, but then it makes you want more water.
Yes, I feel that too when I drink the water. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, because it's a salty and you're like, now, and then I've always been a voracious water drinker. I drink so much water every day, but then I just want more and more and more. And you're just like, nothing feels better than being hydrated.
I agree. I try to drink water. I've never done the salt in it.
The sodium, sodium is an electrolyte, which is a mineral that can help keep the amount of water in your body balanced so you stay hydrated for longer periods
there you
of
go.
Time.
Mm.
I always feel like the first glass to chug is kind of hard, and then you just fill it up immediately, and then the second and third one just, like,
done.
I'm pouring it into me.
That, to me, is psychotic.
What?
That's so much water all at once.
Yeah,
like
30
you drink
ounces.
Like 20 or 30 ounces of water first thing.
Yeah, I try to.
Oh my God.
I get maybe like buff? 8 ounces before I'm on to coffee.
And then you
have that yeah.
The weird sloshy gut.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
Hate that.
That's just called gut. All right.
Well, then the other thing I said is I try to, like, I don't know what I'm going to do when it's cold outside, but I'm trying to, like, walk on the grass.
That's
trying
great.
Trying to do, like,
I do that
at
night.
Some grounding
yeah.
things. And I even bought a grounding mat now in case the winter
Ooh,
is bad.
I like that. I like that. So we were talking about all these things that we're doing, and something that I've been doing more to try to improve my life is I've been raw dogging more.
Okay. None of us needed to.
In it.
You know, no. I don't know when your generation stole that from us.
Not our generation.
Yeah, it's
Gen Z.
Gen Z. I'm just trying to, if
but
any
like,
Gen Zs are
that's
listening.
That's not what, okay.
No, I know that's
like,
not.
Because it's like, oh, I raw dogged the whole flight. It's like,
that's illegal.
Yeah, because raw dogging means one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's, I'm using it, yeah, like the flight thing. That was going, it was like, just get on the flight, no
do
earbuds.
Do you know what the real raw dogging thing is, Siak, or no?
Yes, I do.
He has children. Stop. He does know.
Okay, yeah, I guess you've raw dogged at least twice. That we know of.
No, I do it every day.
Okay.
Depends. What are we talking about?
How are you raw dogging?
So, like, I am an AirPod guy all the time. Like, if I'm, I got to vacuum, I got to mow the lawn, got to do, it's like, oh, put the AirPods in, listen to something.
Interesting.
Because like, I love listening to content, like mostly radio shows, other radio shows and stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah. And so I'm always putting them in or like, oh, it's, my wife goes up for bed, and
I listen to that jerk out in Boston, that Carson guy.
Carson,
yeah, I do. Yeah,
the worst.
God, what a piece of hell.
he's you know,
Kennedy's the only good thing on that show. I don't even know how that guy still has a gig. You should look him up, Carson and Kennedy, both with K's. But don't listen to him because he's terrible.
He's my best friend. That
he's
you,
my
you
best
stole
friend.
Him from me.
Stop.
I claimed him first.
And sorry.
As usual, people gravitate to Slacker. So what I've been trying to do is not put the AirPods in. Like, even when my wife goes
up to
bed,
good, dude.
And I'm like, oh, I'll clean up and I'll like make sure the windows are locked, like all that stuff, I still just put the AirPods in because like it's
for the 10 minutes.
Exactly. And I've been stopping doing
that. That's crazy.
So like today I had to spray the water on our yard. Don't make, you know.
This was almost the station vehicle event all over again.
Like the fertilizer. I had to spray some fertilizer on the yard. Which
Sunday? You still using Sunday?
I'm using Sunday, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm probably 2 months behind on it, but okay.
Today was the last day to do it for me.
Was it the...
It was the fall fortified.
Was it the gray one?
Orange. Mine was orange.
I don't know if I have that one.
Nerds.
Yeah, okay. So this is prime, like, AirPod. I'm going to listen to some stuff.
No, be alone with your thoughts.
Exactly. That's what I've been
raw
doing way more.
Raw dog your brain.
Yeah, I've been trying to be more mindful, more present, and just, like, while I'm mowing the lawn, while I'm doing the fertilizer, yeah. Instead of just being distracted, to be yeah. like, I'm here, I'm doing the fertilizer, I'm yes. mowing the lawn. Yeah, and I feel like that has been helpful for me.
And?
It's great. That I like. I don't miss the nonsense in my ear all the time. I thought I would miss it because it became almost an addiction of like, I have 10 minutes to spare. Put them in. What can I get listened to in this time?
And it is. I feel like Aaron is that way. Aaron is probably has a murder mystery podcast going. You're the darkest soul.
I am.
And you just like.
But I have actually been working on accepting silence for like the past year.
Wow.
So I only wear AirPods when I'm working out.
Wow.
And okay. like. I do crank up my stereo when I'm driving because I like the windows down and just like rocking out.
All right. So then what I was going to ask, and I don't remember if I asked this when we were talking about the other things, I want more stuff like this. And I don't know if this is too hokey for people listening, but it's like I get up first thing and make the bed.
Love it. Love it.
Which is what I was starting to say is like if I had a special friend over, that gets a little weird
because mm-hmm.
it's like,
you got to go.
You either got to kick them out or make the bed over the top of them and they got to find a way out. But I don't make it like we've talked about this a lot, but I don't mm-hmm. make it like I'm a 17-year-old boy. I make it like I'm a hotel worker.
Yes.
That crap is tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you're being mindful while you're doing yes. it and you kind of enjoy it.
Yes.
You realize like this is life.
Yes.
It's not the distraction to take you away from life. Instead, just try to enjoy this.
This is something that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be so happy at 11 o'clock tonight when you're like, instead of just trying to make it so you can get in, it's like a hotel. It's ready.
Yeah.
Your bed is so awesome.
That's cool. When
you
get, yeah.
It's like amazing. Then I'm like doing air squats while I'm brushing my teeth. You got 2 minutes to brush your teeth.
Mm.
Do some air squats. Pound that water. Go walk on the earth. What else should I be doing? Like, I want to know other things to do.
I think you should read.
I have started reading. I would recommend it.
I'm not joking. Right. That's Listen, the other thing I do.
I'm more likely to pound a bottle of ranch than I am. What am I going to read?
Come on. You can learn.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a dude who really needed to use the bathroom. And they didn't let him, so bad things happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have a story that sounds like it's got all the pieces of a story out of Florida.
Okay.
But is it from there?
Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Detroit.
Oh, it's the Florida of the yeah. Midwest.
The police were called to a home in Detroit.
Okay.
Where underneath the woman's car in the driveway, they found a 4-foot-long alligator.
I don't know how to tell you this. Not an indigenous Michiganian creature.
Know. Had they moved from Florida or I don't know what, but
what?
She was leaving for work. Her neighbors shouted, there's a gator under your car. Watch out for the gator.
What?
And she went, the what? And she looked, sure enough, an alligator, 4 foot long, under her car, just hiding. So they called the police. They called...
Why? What? What?
Several zookeepers came.
What?
Take okay. it away. So what they think happened is they think it was an illegal pet that escaped, or it was let go by the owner, which you can't do either of those things.
There is a point where I've just had enough of you, gator.
Yeah, exactly.
Be gone.
It's time to spread your wings
and
fly.
When you set it free?
I'd see you later.
There you go. You're welcome for the
Thank
setup.
Thank you, yeah.
My story comes out of Memphis.
Memphis.
Is that your Memphis?
Kind of southern, yeah.
You did a little Elvis. Isn't he from?
I think so,
Isn't Graceland in Memphis? Yeah. I want it jet black like my mama's.
Yeah, that's even better.
So a man showed, I don't know what's happening here. And when a man showed up at the gas station in a Chevy Impala, ooh, pulls up, he gets out and says, I'd like to go wee-wee in your pee-pee place.
Sure.
And the guy's like, you don't buy something, you don't get to go in. So he left for a little bit, then came cruising back to the gas station and decided to take his anger out on their gas pumps.
Oh, no.
He smashed it on the ground, swinging it wildly, finally bashing it until the nozzle popped off and it began to flow gasoline.
Oh, no. Wow.
I think we know how this story ends. He's been caught on camera, but not caught in real life yet.
I see. Okay.
He's on the lam. Just look for a man who smells like gasoline who really, really, really has to pee. Those were all the stupid people you find. For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.